Seventh U.S. service member dies in Iran war. A seventh U.S. service member has died after being hurt during Operation Epic Fury. The U.S. Central Command revealed the service member died on March 7th after being seriously wounded during an attack on U.S. troops in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia on March 1st. The name of the fallen warrior has not yet been released. Six other Americans have been killed during the U.S. Israeli war against the Islamic regime of Iran, which started on February 28th. Four service members were killed after an Iranian drone hit the port of Shuaiba, Kuwait, on March 1st. The first three deaths were announced on March 1st, and the fourth was announced on March 2nd after the service member succumbed to their injuries. U.S. Central Command announced two additional deaths on March 2nd after U.S. forces recovered the bodies of two previously unaccounted for service members from a facility that was struck during Iran's initial attacks in the region. The names of the fallen service members include Captain Cody Cork, 35, of Winter Haven, Florida, Sergeant First Class Nicole Amore, 39, of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, Sergeant First Class Noah Tietjens, 42, of Bellevue, Nebraska, Sergeant Declan Cody, 20, of Des Moines, Iowa, Major Jeffrey R. O'Brien, 45, of Indianola, Iowa, and Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert M. Marzen, 54, of Sacramento, California. The six soldiers who died last week were in the U.S. Army Reserve assigned to the 103rd Sustainment Command based in Des Moines, Iowa. President Donald Trump paid tribute to them on March 7th when their remains returned to the United States for a dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. "They're great heroes in our country, and we're going to keep it that way," Trump said on Saturday. Trump has said that the United States must approve the country's next leader. "We want to make sure that we don't have to go back every 10 years. When you don't have a president like me, that's not going to do it," Trump told ABC News on March 8th. An Iranian panel has claimed it will pick the successor of eliminated leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei without interference from other nations. The panel allegedly reached a majority consensus on Sunday, but did not name who they decided on. Khamenei's son, Mojtaba Khamenei, is rumored to take the top spot, but Israeli security sources told Epic magazine in Israel he was wounded in the Israeli Air Force strike. The United States launched Operation Epic Fury against the Iranian regime on February 28th.